Hello, this is the global podcast from Cyprus Scene, bringing you news reports from Northern Cyprus.
The 18th Cyprus Silk Cocoon Days event, which was organized by the Gurn Municipality in cooperation with the Baylor Bay Mahurg and the Greenpeace Movement, came to an end at 7 p.m. on Sunday 7th of May 2023. In order to facilitate the participation of citizens in the event, Gurn Municipality provided public transportation between Baldoken parking lot and Baylor Bay between 10 o'clock and 2000 hours this year. There was great public participation in the event. The Cyprus Silk Cocoon Days event, where stage performances were not included due to this year's earthquake disaster, featured the history of silkworm breeding in Cyprus, silk cocoon handicraft art production, poetry music concert, demonstrations of ceramic and silk cocoon handicraft production. A variety of unique handicrafts and food and beverages were also sold. Speaking at the opening of the event, Dogan Sahir, Secretary General of the Greenpeace Movement, said that the Cyprus Silk Cocoon Days were organized for the purpose of keeping alive the important values of the country, silk cocoon craftsmanship, silkworm breeding and mulberry trees alive. Drawing attention to the importance of spreading mulberry trees in the country to counter the effects of global warming, Sahir pointed out that silk cocoon craftsmanship, which is an important value of our culture, should be embraced and should be broadcast to an international audience. Baylor Bay Mutar, Niazi Engin, also said that the event was aimed at raising awareness of silkworm breeding, which is one of the most important traditions of Cypriot handicrafts and culture, silk cocoon handicrafts, protection of mulberry trees, and raising awareness for the life of new saplings. He stated that it is gratifying to contribute to the future. Gurn Mayor, Murat Şengül, stated that although silkworm breeding and silk cocoon works have survived to this day, they have not been converted into significant economic value, and reported that serious efforts have been made to find value in handicrafts in the world. Expressing that many valuable handicrafts belonging to Cypriot culture such as silk cocoon works have remained in the background until today, Şengül explained that these values, traditions, women's cooperatives, environment and culture-friendly people have survived until today. Tatar, we protect our culture. In his speech, President Ersin Tatar congratulated everyone who organized the event and stated that the Turkish Cypriot people maintain their existence on the island by protecting their culture, customs and traditions old and new. Emphasizing that production is the guarantee of a society's survival, Tatar noted that with the development of industry, traditional productions such as silkworm breeding and silk cocoon work have been neglected. Noting that, these days, efforts are being made to grow economical products from silkworm and its product, the cocoon handicrafts, President Tatar said, under the leadership of his wife, Zibel Tatar, a new project had been implemented under the auspices of the presidency, for the redevelopment of sericulture in northern Cyprus and keeping this tradition alive. New research has been started. Citizens and manufacturers who set up stands also expressed their views on the Cyprus Silk Cocoon Days event. Source: Turkish, Gurn Municipality. If you like Cyprus Scene news and reviews, your support will be much appreciated by buying a coffee.